We're disengaging, if you will, from the federal environmental review process, and we're establishing local control.
Congressman Higgins says for the past 12 years, they've dealt with an array of federal agencies and a pricey $350 million expansion plan of the plaza. But now the lawmaker says federal obstacles are removed, and lowering the price tag will make the project become a reality.
Disengaging from the federal government will allow us to proceed with this project, a much smaller footprint and financing in place. And that will facilitate the larger inspection facility that we're moving forward on today. Will help facilitate the expansion of the bridge and absorb that additional traffic, both passenger and commercial.
Higgins notes the disadvantage will be a smaller inspection plaza, but this would end a controversial plan to demolish over 80 nearby West Side homes.
The taking will not include 83 homes. It'll include one home, and it's a rental unit, and the owner is very willing to give it up. So I think we remove a significant part of the neighborhood opposition, although certainly there will be continued opposition, I'm certain. Some people just want the bridge removed altogether. I don't think that's going to happen.
The smaller plaza reduces expansion from 35 to 25 acres of land and would create 7 additional inspection booths. Congressman Higgins says he now expects site work to begin immediately, with a possible completion within 3 years. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.